This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out today's Johnny Mosley podcast. I'm not sure what time Bryn's going to post that, but it's with he does an interview with Ted Ligety, who's a two-time Olympic gold medal winner, who apparently reinvented how to turn on skis. They go through the whole thing frame by frame. Yeah, it's crazy. So that is the Johnny Mosley podcast, at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram, and it's every Monday it gets updated.
Was Ted Ligety at your house, or did that happen via telephone?
That was a recorded interview.
Got it.
Yeah, he was at his house. Johnny was at his house.
And, oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So Bryn had his work cut out for him because they could see each other, and Johnny's like showing each frame, and I mean, and the thing was like an hour long.
Oh boy!
But Brynny knows how to put it together.
Way to go, Bryn.
Yeah, I know. So. We'll have to. I can't wait to listen to it today and see how you did, because I was like, "Whoa, I'm glad that's not me editing that thing."
Yeesh.
No comment, huh, Bryn?
No, it's what I do. I mean,
that is true.
Just another day for me, really.
Right. Great, a bunch of crappy audio that I got to get through. all right, time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by Clarky Clark Park Instagram. Thank you, Nicole. Need an escape to the outside other than your own backyard? Follow Clarky Clark Park. You know, I have my regular Instagram, and a couple years ago, like, people started getting like mad at me for posting so many pictures of sewing crap. And I'm like, you know what? I want to post guilt-free. So I spooled that off and did my slappy stuff Instagram. And then over the week, like, people are just getting so sick of my garden posts. So I'm like, you know what? All I want to do is post flowers. So I spun off Clarky Clark Park. Clark
I give
Park.
You a lot of credit for trying to
for
find
being bored.
A way
Thank you.
to make everybody happy, because the truth is I don't believe you should have three Instagrams. Not for business sake. Like, I don't have an argument against it. I just think it's too much for one person to
Instagram,
you should be able to post what you want to it, and that should just one spot should include your sewing, your yard, and whatever else, your family, whatever else. Yep. Instead, now you got three. All right.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, I figure if someone's into it, great, they can follow it. If they're not, I'm totally fine with that too. I just, frankly, I want to post guilt-free. So I feel like, oh God, another picture of my yard. I just feel like, okay, well, look, if you don't like it, jump off Clarky Clark Park. You know, I'm just trying to do me over here. And frankly, once the pandemic's over, I'm sure I won't have time for this anyway. So enjoy it while it's there.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Death. It happens. Mm-hmm. I have five deaths for you today, but only one of them is coronavirus related. And it is Roy Horn. Of Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, I saw that.
He died from... Listen, the guy was messed up. I don't... What was it? Like 03? He barely survived an attack from one of his own tigers. Tigers, they're dangerous.
Well, and I feel like I seem to remember... I haven't read one thing about this since it happened. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even read the stuff about what happened to him via coronavirus, death, whatever. But didn't he say very famously, like, the tiger was trying to save me? not kill me.
Yes.
Wasn't that like what he said? Something yes. like he thought I was in danger and dragged me by the throat to a safe spot or something like, wow, that's love that he.
Well, he didn't want the tiger put down.
I guess.
I don't know what happened ultimately to the tiger, but yeah, he was trying to defend the tiger and, you know, he loves his animal. Was that a burp or a tiger roar? Okay, got it.
Oh, that's a tiger. All right.
Boy, that is. Mm. So he was. Oh, yeah, go, Michael.
That's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yes, it is. He loved them. He loved them. He loved them. Well, they're
wow.
you know, fabulous, and they've got wild animals. And
yeah, I've never
yeah
heard
sure.
That. Really?
Nothing's impossible. Nothing's concealed. Everything here is for real. What is fantastic is all in your head. Who creates wonders like nobody can?
And there's the chorus.
Wow, I'm...
Siegfried and Roy. Huh. Yeah, that
You've heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. It's, but not in forever. I don't, you know, I'm not always looking up stuff about Siegfried and Roy. Anyway, right. Roy died from complications from the coronavirus.
Right.
But he was 75, and... He was, I think they did a special shortly after his recovery.
No, he was never the same from what I understand.
No.
I thought that there was too much oxygen loss.
He stroked out, right. Yeah. I mean, he for sure, you know, was in a bad way. Mm-hmm. He tested positive for coronavirus last month. And I don't know if he's in hospice of some kind or, you know, has round the clock nurses at his house and somebody just brought it in. I don't picture him going out shopping and picking it up. At the time, his rep said when he tested positive that he was responding well to treatment, clearly took a turn for the worse. Siegfried, his longtime partner, Siegfried Fischbacher, said, "The world has lost one of the greats of magic, but I have lost my best friend. From the moment we met, I knew Roy and I together would change the world." Are they German? I'm just assuming.
Were they lovers?
But, you know, probably at some point, but I think Siegfried's married.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I don't really know. They were certainly partners. There could be no Siegfried without Roy, and no Roy without Siegfried. I have to forget which one was which. Roy
Apparently,
was.
They were lovers at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, they were. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I was just.
Were they both married, or were they just like, you know, players? I guess he's looking.
I am looking.
Roy was the one with the dark hair. And the eye that was barely in his head anymore. Roy battled massive health issues after barely surviving a white tiger attack in 2003. A 7-year-old tiger named Montecor bit into his neck and carried him off stage. That put an immediate end to their Vegas run, which had been a staple at the Mirage for 13 years. And so rest in peace, Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy, our first death.
13 years sounds... It doesn't sound as long as I would have thought.
I know.
Because they did seem like a fixture.
Yeah. I guess they were probably famous and we'd heard about them before that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, maybe they did specials or something. Mm-hmm. But they, yeah, I guess their run at the Mirage started in, I guess it would have been 1990 if he was attacked in 2003.
That's not a show I would have gone to, but, you know, you don't wish bad for people.
No, you don't. And actually, I mean, as Vegas shows go, I've been to some terrible Vegas shows. I would have gone to that. You know, before I knew what I know about tigers. Like, I'm so bogged out by tigers now. Like please stop with the giant, majestic animals.
By that, you mean the tiger business?
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. Rock and roll legend Little Richard died of bone cancer on Saturday. He was 87 years old. His agent said that he last spoke to him a couple weeks ago, and they didn't talk about his health. The agent said, he'd just say I'm not well. He'd been suffering for many years with various aches and pains. He just wouldn't talk about it much. He was he got famous in the 50s, known for very energetic performances behind the piano. His biggest hits included Tutti Frutti. Long Tall Sally, Good Golly Miss Molly. He had over a 50-year career, took a few breaks for health and religious reasons. He was actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 86 and continued performing until just 4 years ago. In April of 2016, his friend Bootsy Collins was alive in 2016. Said Richard, Little Richard was, quote, not in the best of health, and that all the Funketeers needed to help lift him up. But Little Richard denied anything was wrong. He said, not only is my family not gathering around me because I'm ill, I'm still singing. I don't perform like I used to, but I have my singing voice. I walk around. I had hip surgery a while ago, but I'm healthy. Very influential. All right. Not surprising. A lot of big name musicians have paid tribute to him. That was the first place I saw it was on Instagram. I think Billy Joe posted about him.
Right.
Mick Jagger, Bob Dylan, all the guys from Green Day, Brian Wilson, Jimmy Page, Paul McCartney, the list goes on and on. A lot of people influenced by Little Richard.
Most people would say, people who look at music history or whatever, would say that between Chuck Berry and Little Richard, they are the architects of what rock and roll grew out of.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. I never listened to him and never bought a record of his and don't... Yeah. I never watched a show, but I do understand what he meant to the music I listened to.
Right. I want to say my dad, I basically inherited all his singles. You know, he loved music, and they're definitely, Good Golly Miss Molly for sure was one of them. See, he was 87 years old. Rest in peace. Let's see. Rest him. And 87, that's a nice long life. So sorry for his health problems later on, but you know, boy, it seems like you get those. You live long enough. Our third death today is actor and comedian Jerry Stiller. He has died of natural causes, says his son Ben.
Is that Jerry Seinfeld's dad?
It is. It's George Costanza's dad.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Oh,
Del Boca Rio or whatever it was. Del Boca Vista. Yeah, he just died. Let's see. He died due to natural causes. Ben tweeted about it. He was 92 years old. Ben says, I'm sad to say my father, Jerry Stiller, passed away from natural causes. Great dad and grandfather. The most dedicated husband to Ann Mira for about 62 years. He actually wrote for about 62 years. He will be greatly missed. Love you, Dad. Best known, really, as Frank Costanza from
right,
Seinfeld.
For screaming Serenity Now.
Right.
Or what was that Christmas? The
Festivus for the rest of us.
His dumb little. Okay, we have to wrestle. What? Yeah, he was really.
It was like called Victory Games or something.
Yeah.
Feats of Strength.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, he really peaked on that show. Whatever. I don't know his other work, but that was incredible. His run there.
Well, about a decade later, he had a recurring role as somebody named Arthur Spooner in The King of Queens. I don't think I ever watched The King of Queens, but he was on there. But he was actually, Stiller and Mira was a comedy team. I guess he met his wife, Ann Mira, in 1953. They met in a New York casting call for something or other. And they hit it off and they married and they became the Stiller and Mira comedy team. Made their name in the 1960s with frequent performances on variety shows, including the Ed Sullivan Show. So 92, there's another guy. Nice, right. Long life. This one's really sad. This is, I love this guy. Paul Vasquez. He is this guy. Go ahead, Bryn. Play it.
Oh my God, it's
no.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh my God.
I don't mean to laugh if you're telling me he's passed away, but I was racking my brain. When you said Paul Vasquez, I'm like,
nobody knows, right?
Zero.
I know.
Nothing.
What does it mean?
Oh my God! Oh my God!
That, ladies and gentlemen, that is what LSD sounds like.
So he was only 57.
What did he die of? And
they're not saying.
Okay.
You know, use your imagination. I don't know. Although he says that he, well, before he died, he said this. He hasn't said this since. He posted on his Facebook page, he'd gone to get tested for COVID-19 and learned about another ailment while he was getting tested. I don't know if because they test for stuff other than corona, but he, some unspecified ailment. This is the guy who, I mean, 46 million views, and I'm responsible for at least a million of those. Like, mm-hmm. I bought the song on iTunes. I watched this a million times. Yeah, this one. Across the sky. So intense. So whenever I'm in a sad mood, I listen to this or I'll watch the video again. So Paul Vasquez, rest in peace. He's a Central Valley guy. This is a story out of Mariposa County. He called himself Yosemite Bear on social media.
Huh?
Yosemite All right. Bear. I guess that was his handle. Cause of death not released. 2010, January of 2010 is when he posted this on YouTube, and it was his reaction that led to 46 million views, and was just.
That is the baddest fucking rainbow I've ever seen.
Oh.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh my God, I just had a heart attack.
No, don't worry.
So I feel like intense. That beep was barely
there. Barely there. So that's death number four. And here is death number five, which, by the way, when I opened this, I went, oh no, Betty White's dead? No, Betty White is not dead.
Oh.
However, Betty Wright is.
Who's
W.R.
That?
She is a legendary soul and R&B singer who died of cancer yesterday. Oh. So I'm reading this story and I'm going, I don't know if I know this person, which embarrasses me. You know, I feel like I should know, you know, all the awesome chick singers. So we're going to hear a little of this. What's the name of this song?
This one's called Clean Up Woman.
A Clean Up Woman.
Here's another one you might recognize here.
All right. I don't recognize it, but I mean, she's undeniably a good singer. She was only 66. Let's see. She died of cancer yesterday. They say more recently she collaborated with DJ Khaled, Big Sean, and Kendrick Lamar on a song called Holy Key. She's been nominated for 6 Grammys. She won one in 1976 for Best R&B Song for Where Is the Love? Would you grab that one by any chance? And she was also a vocal coach on Making the Band. She was a vocal coach for Danity Kane.
Oh.
I know. So, you know, I'll have to spend a little time with Betty Wright today.
Yeah, she's legit.
Yep. Oh, is this the Where's the Love? I like that guitar. Yeah, I don't know that song. I'm feeling, you know, like my musical knowledge is lacking today. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll do a quick update for you, and then also the businesses that you are going to miss the most because they were the one. You know the
what?
One. I'll tell you after these.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.